Governor Jim Pillen signs bill making Nebraska 27th constitutional carry state. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 25, 2023. Governor Jim Pillen, R., signed LB 77 on Tuesday, making Nebraska the 27th constitutional carry state in the Union. On April 19, Breitbart News reported the permitless carry legislation had passed the legislature and was headed to Pillen's desk. Pillen thanked the legislature for passing the bill and sending it to him for a signature. On April 25, Pillen signed the legislation, praising constitutional carry sponsor, State Senator Tom Brewer, R., for persevering to the end. Fox News quoted Pillen saying, "Signing this bill upholds the promise I made to voters to protect our constitutional rights and promote common sense, conservative values. I appreciate the hard work of those senators who supported this legislation, and particularly that of Senator Brewer who led this charge and carried it through to the end." There are currently 26 constitutional carry states in the Union. Those states are Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Florida's constitutional carry law takes effect July 1, 2023. Watch, time is of the essence, A.W.R. Hawkins on how best to carry your firearm. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brownwater Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @her_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @her_Hawkins @Breitbart.com.